Abia Yemen speaks with Howard Bloom about artificial intelligence, killer robots, and global warming. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support of community radio. Those who are not yet KBOO members can rectify that situation at kboo.fm. Simply click where it says Donate Today to get started.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, July 11th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We're going to be speaking today with Matthew Kellagu with the local chapter of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee a little later in the show, coming right up. The NSA spying has not been making top headlines recently because we have the gruesome genocide taking place against the Palestinian people. I believe as of this morning the death count has climbed to over 100. If this were 100 Israelis, can you imagine the hue and cry, the wailing and gnashing of teeth on the part of the world community? And furthermore, can you imagine the extraordinary bloodshed? The Israelis are making a conscious effort to wipe out the Palestinian people. There's simply no other way of seeing the events that are unfolding right now in the Middle East. We'll be speaking very shortly, though. The NSA, though. The fact that we still live underneath the a shadow of the USA Patriot Act is extraordinary. What is even more extraordinary, though, is that no effort, no real serious effort has been made thus far to roll it back. And that is because there has been no demand on the part of the American public, which remains blissfully unaware that this is even going on, despite the fact that it affects their daily lives in many ways, and many ways great and small. If you are an Arab American person trying to board a plane, you know all about how the USA Patriot Act has changed your life. If you are an average person trying to, say, go to Canada, to Victoria, British Columbia, just pop across the water, just visit family members. Can't do that anymore. If you have anything in your past, in your background, I know this because I have plenty of legal stuff in my past, and I can't visit my sister in Victoria, so there you go. But for right now, buoyed by a landmark Supreme Court of Canada decision, hereditary chiefs of the Gitxaun First Nations have served eviction notice to the Canadian National, the CN Rail, logging companies, and sport fishermen to leave their lands, to leave the First Nations lands. Chief Negotiator Gwanis Bev Clifton Percival says that these companies have until August 4th to cease operations and leave 33,000 square kilometres of Gitxaun territory along the Skeena River in northwestern British Columbia, a remote and stunningly beautiful tract of land where thus far corporations have made very, very limited or no incursions whatsoever. So this is a very, very important decision on the part of the Supreme Court of Canada. Now, the government is collecting information on millions of citizens' phone, internet, email, habits, credit card, bank records, virtually all information that is communicated electronically is subject to the watchful eye of the state. The government is even building Well, a 1.5 million square foot facility in Utah to house all of this was a recent exposure of the NSA's prison program. Thank you, Edward Snowden. Many people, especially activists, are wondering how much privacy do we actually have? Short answer is none. Well, as far as electronic privacy, the short answer is none at all. There are a few ways to protect yourself, but ultimately, in fact, nothing in electronic communications is absolutely protected. And there you have one of the answers as to why they are seeking to wipe out the postal service. Because if you wipe out the postal service, there goes the last bastion of private communications. We can still write a letter. So there are scanners, and they are used, but they can't scan every piece of mail, though it's tending in that direction. Nonetheless, this is yet another reason for this desperate effort to privatize the post office. And animal rights activists have been indicted on federal terrorism charges for allegedly releasing 2,000 mink and fox from fur farms in the Midwest. Tyler Lang and Kevin Olaf were charged with two counts of, and this is where it gets interesting again. We would never have seen this if it were not for the USA Patriot Act. People don't put these things together. This the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, and they committed animal enterprise terrorism. Olaf is currently jailed in Illinois, where he was sentenced to 30 months. Here's what he did. He had bolt cutters in the boot of his car. He was arrested outside a restaurant in L.A. on July 10th. He had come to prepare for a fundraiser at the restaurant to benefit the Bunny Alliance, which is an animal rights group. He volunteers with that group. Many people do. All he had was a tool, bolt cutters, that many people have. I have bolt cutters. He had them in the boot of his car, and that's why he was arrested. He's doing 30 months. And the solar panels that Idaho inventor Scott Broussard has built aren't meant for rooftops. They're meant for roads, driveways, parking lots, bike trails, and eventually highways. They do generate energy, but they also potentially melt snow and ice and can even perhaps display traffic information messages. The panels are an innovative way to address the problem of America's crumbling infrastructure. This is a feel-good story if you haven't noticed it yet, though. Funny, isn't it, how Silicon Valley continues to churn out ultimately useless, crappy apps at record-breaking rates. We don't need another way to get a reservation at the latest trendy restaurant where we could well get locked up for having bolt cutters in the boot. We don't even need the restaurant. But a few more solar panels out on the road, healing the planet. Now that's an idea to get behind. And one central Washington wildfire has burned across 28 square miles in just 2 days. Another has broken out. We're coming up on a period of intense heat. If you don't think it's been hot the last few days, wait till you see what the weekend's going to be like. Expect triple-digit temperatures and more wildfires. These fires currently burning in central and eastern Washington state. And Homeland Security Agency, responsible for removing immigrants who are in the country illegally, is running out of money, and they will be flat broke by mid-August unless Congress approves President Barack Obama's emergency request for $3.7 billion to deal with the flood of child immigrants. And, of course, we don't know, but a UK Guardian analyst has this well-informed take. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces Gaza assault, is actually, get this, wait for it, is intended to control Palestinian gas and avert is an Israeli energy crisis. All this bloodshed, all this murder, genocide over oil, over energy. The article's subheading, Israel's defense ministers confirm their military plans to uproot Hamas are about dominating Gaza's gas reserves. There you have it. We're going to speak now with Matthew. Good morning, Matthew. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. I hope that you are doing well also yourself. We're very glad to have you with us. There was an astounding interview today in which Someone said that, someone I believe in the State Department said that the fact that Angela Merkel's cell phone had been tapped by the NSA, what that showed was that Germany had a crummy system for protecting itself against the United States. I was like, oh, all right. Well, that comes as a surprise. So the rest of us here in the US, we're just at fault because we haven't taken the steps to protect ourselves. The NSA has taken us every time other news stories come along. The NSA takes the opportunity to advance its agenda to a point where we don't even know where we are right now as far as spying on citizens. Though we have seen some effects in it. Arab Americans have been come under extraordinary draconian measures. Would you talk a little bit about where we are right now currently as the NSA expands its reach?
Yeah, I will. And you know, you set it up in just the right way. When the NSA offers that, you know, maybe Angela Merkel or the state of Germany's security just wasn't good enough, it's part of an alarming pattern across all spheres of government of a sort of blame the victim mentality that I don't think anybody should entertain as serious. But where are we at as a country? I mean, to borrow a phrase from a war criminal, we have our known knowns, our known unknowns, and our unknown unknowns. And, you know,
well
essentially,
put.
You know, what we know is that we have these massive data collecting organizations that are funded with untold billions of dollars. You know, really, the NSA has a multi-billion dollar budget. And we know that we have military priorities that, you know, previously committed overseas are now shifting home. And so that's one thing we know. And, you know, our known unknown for a long time was the Snowden files. And now those are known knowns. So we know that the NSA is conducting blanket, warrantless domestic surveillance of telephone and email communication and possibly more. And the possibly more is the unknown unknown. We don't know the full if what Snowden had was a complete and comprehensive list of NSA spying protocols. We don't know if there's stuff that Snowden didn't even know about. We don't know if there's stuff beyond that. And so there's quite a bit that we don't know, but the pattern that we can infer from the NSA's tactics up until this point, from their targeting and from their complete flaunting of the law. When you have Clapper, the DNI, sitting before Congress right before the Snowden disclosures come out saying we do not conduct domestic surveillance and then having to say that was the least untruthful thing he could say at the time, you know, the level of obfuscation and the attempt to create a smokescreen around their programs goes up to its highest levels of management. So I can say with fair confidence that there is a lot that we don't know, and the fact that we don't know it is now an asset to us, I suppose. I know that's a little confusing, but that's where I think we are.
It's the NSA we're talking about. Of course it's confusing. That's like sharks do what they do because they're sharks. The NSA is confusing because it's the NSA, and that's something that we all, that's the a priori situation. So the thing about this all that really troubles me is the USA Patriot Act looming over us. This has been served as a sort of carte blanche for these types of illegal activities. The Patriot Act basically rewrote laws so that they could be bent at the whim of any government, however awful the Obama administration is. There are plenty of other worse options waiting in the wings that are eager to take advantage of the many loopholes afforded it by the USA Patriot Act, which, apart from providing illegal, or if you could call it that, basis for spying on Americans, has also provided for the privatization, the corporatization of every aspect of American life. And how do those two things are related? They do tie together. The post office is being privatized because it's the last bastion of private communications. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other unseen or unforeseen ways in which the Patriot Act has adversely affected American society and culture?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So, the Patriot Act is actually, I think, the most accurate place to start when trying to understand how do we get from point A to point B. I grew up in the Clinton 90s, and as troublesome and problematic as those were, they in no way resemble the time period now. And so, trying to explain away the gap, the Patriot Act is the answer because it brought in the new normal. And the new normal is unfettered, unfiltered, unregulated government authority to, in using national security as a pretense, enact massive, sweeping, extraordinarily expensive programs. And so the most visible of those programs are, Guantanamo Bay, for instance. Guantanamo Bay is a moral stain that will haunt this generation like Japanese internment haunts my grandfather. Like, it is a crime that is permitted. It's so clear on the face. Why is Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and not the United States? Because it is illegal and morally wrong. So, the reason why it got to happen in the first place is because the Patriot Act created little eddies, these moments and opportunities for government surveillance and government law enforcement agencies, including global law enforcement, when you can consider the CIA a global law enforcement agency, or the military for that matter. It created opportunities for them to construct programs that are advantageous to their departments, meaning that it's going to add money to their bottom lines. Those directors are going to receive pay raises. They're going to be able to hire more people and accrue more authority without any oversight and without any real check on spending. And so, that's how the NSA balloons, just absolutely balloons from 2002 to 2012, from one facility in Maryland to seven facilities across the country to the massive Bluffdale Data Collection Center in Utah that you were referencing before. Which, despite the space, that thing is like 10 Costcos pushed together.
And we don't know how that'll be used against us in the future. Matthew, we're out of time for today. I want to just let people know the Bill of Rights Defense Committee is on the front lines